Hey everyone, it's me, your favorite little kitty cat. On a Thursday evening, mid-November, it's getting cold. It's like 34 degrees out. No snow though, just cold. So anyway, I worked in the office all day after, you know, doing my transportation deal, gig in the morning. And I canceled the trip to Chili's tomorrow. Why? Well, because only two residents signed up. And then my activities director comes in after being gone all day on an activity out of town. She says that I should have waited. I shouldn't have canceled it because, you know, you can't do that. Residents wait until the last minute. Well, if you wait till the last minute, you get nothing. You lose. You snooze. You lose. You get nothing. It irks me that they coddle these residents. If you want to go somewhere, sign up. Don't wait till the last minute. And besides that, only one other person signed up. And so that made a total of three people. Is it worth the gas to go and cart these three people to a restaurant? No, I think not. Then I think, I already put it on my time card. I already turned in my time card for the 2 weeks. And then she says, well, since you're not going on the activity, you can come in and put the Christmas tree up. This Christmas tree is, I want to say it's either 12 or 14 feet. I have to get this like 8-foot ladder to climb and mount it. It has to be secured to an anchor in the wall because it's top heavy and it's old, and you have to match the colors. That's how old this thing is. And all the little greeny things, you know, that make it look like it's got, you know, I can't even talk. I'm exhausted. They're all falling apart. And I just don't want to do it. So she's like, we need to put the tree up soon as possible. No, we don't. I don't want to do it. I hate Christmas. I don't hate it. I just dislike it. It's overrated. It's too popular. It's crazy madness for the perfect gift. That's ridiculous. Please. And maybe it's just that I'm exhausted, but I don't know. I know she got a little perturbed. Oh, and then the other thing, Saturday. I have to work all day Saturday, off and on. I have like three different things going on. And one of the things is I deliver the share packages, and that's to people that sign up for the share food. And you have to have the correct amount. And if you don't have the correct amount, you don't get your package that you ordered the month ahead of time. And this, I'm going to have a bunch of them because it's Thanksgiving and everybody gets a turkey and all this stuff with the food. Bah, hate doing it. But anyway, so one of the ladies calls. The office closes at 4:30. She calls at 20 after 4. I owe $7 and some odd cents. Well, I'm not working tomorrow. I'm not coming in for $7. And Saturday, I go straight to the church, get the food. And if you don't have the correct money, you don't get your food. I'm not paying for somebody else's food and getting reimbursed. I'm not doing it. I'm just not. Why? Because I'm a bitch. I'm not doing it. You can add, and you write the check and or the link card or whatever the hell it is, and do it right the first time. Not my problem. So I didn't wait for this person because she says, I'll be right down. Well, why are you waiting? You know the office closes at 4:30. And why are you waiting until the last minute? And then my coworker, my activities director, aren't you waiting for so-and-so? No. Well, what happens if she brings the money? Then it sits here. And I don't know. We have to figure something else out because I'm not going to make a special trip. And then I'm driving home and I'm feeling kind of guilty now. I feel kind of bad. Just a wee bit. Not a lot, just a little. Maybe if I just go in, make myself a cup of coffee, and relax and regroup, I'll think differently and before the evening's end. So anyway, and I cure that the whole Christmas spirit thing and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, with that being said, I am home now.